Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're going to be going live here at livedeliveranceinternetradio.com on this special tribute to Reverend E.R. Dalton. God bless you. We're going to be talking about tribulations, where are we at in times, what does the Bible say about the last days, are there scriptures in the Bible that can show us where are we at, and we'll be diving into that this evening. We're about to get ready to set up to go live right now on livedeliverance.com. Okay, and welcome to livedeliverance.com, those who are listening to us here. We're about to get ready to go on YouTube, so we're going to be streaming simultaneously. Chaplain John Durden will bring forth the summarization of this evening's teachings. Dr. Gabriel says, education, Brother John, your education, please.
Sir, I have three master's degrees. The first master's degree was in human resources, where I had a master's in personnel administration, and my job was to hire people, federal jobs, for 30 years. When I retired, I was called into the ministry, and I went to seminary. And while I was in seminary, I got two master's degrees. One was in Christian counseling, and the ultimate was the master's in theology. As a result of the master's in theology and Christian counseling, I would serve as a chaplain for 25 years. I retired 2 years ago.
Thank you, sir.
You're quite welcome, sir.
Okay, the Lord has just given me the sermon. This is tribulation in the world today. We're going to be getting ready to go in as soon as I get set up on our X-Splitter broadcaster. Please have your patience to be waiting. We are simultaneously going on three different radio stations at one time. If you don't hear anything, I'm still here. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, once our program at Soundtrack Test 1, we're going to start the live broadcast on YouTube. We're also going to be on YouTube worldwide. About 117,000 will be listening to us. I'm posting the title. Stand by. Last days. All right, going on air live on all multiple channels. Okay, praise God, and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries.com. Good evening to every last one of you, wherever you are located. And before I get on air, I need to make sure that I am streaming. We are streaming on all three segments of our internet radio station. I want to thank YouTube for giving me this opportunity to bring the Word of God and allow the YouTube affiliation here to let me know that, to tell all of you, I have an internet radio station at www.livedeliverance.com. It's different from here. Here in YouTube, I'm not able to play music, but at livedeliverance.com, I'm able to play music. So I'm looking at the other computer here, making sure that I can see myself, and we can get, okay, I'm on air. We can get started. We can get started. Last days, tribulations. We had looked at Jeremiah 27, 1 through 22 last week, and we talked about the coming of the apostasy, which is here today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. How God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Heavenly Father, Lord, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask that you use me as your oracle. I ask that the power of God will penetrate the hearer of this teaching. We take authority over every satanic force that will try to come up against this teaching. Lord, your word says, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. We loose all principalities and all powers that will try to come up against this word. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and all that love the Lord, let us say amen. Okay, let's pick back up to Matthew chapter 24, and we'll pick up where we left off concerning tribulation times. Chaplain John Durden will be bringing summarization after this over on our YouTube channel, on our blog talk. You can call in at 646-378-1857. You can call right now and come into the blog talk room and talk to me. As soon as I get off air, you can talk directly to me by dialing 646-678-1857. All right. Go to Matthew 24, and we left off at Matthew chapter 27, chapter 24, verse 7. We left off last week on that, and we're going to pick that back up. In Matthew 24, 7, it says, "For nations shall rise against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms." Here is a prime example of America, two kingdoms. Black people, white people, Democratic Party, Republic, kingdoms against kingdoms. In the United States, it's stirred up so much controversy. Some people wear masks, some people don't wear masks. Wear your mask. Go take your shot. Go and take your shot. Go take your shot. And when you have a nation that's divided within itself, it crumbles. And for us to turn this thing around, we have to really pray. We're going to be doing a segment when this series is over with concerning intercessory prayer and offensive weapons against the enemy by praying against things that you see in your nations, individuals, or your personal life. For nations shall rise against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. Do you see the word pestilence? If you turn to Psalms chapter 91, that's a plague, and that's where we are at even right now. And all these are the beginning of sorrow. So because this, okay, covert virus is going to be over with. This is the beginning of sorrow, and this is a plague. Again, in Psalms 91, read the chapter. Psalms 91 tells you about a plague, and you see here it says pestilence. Those are plagues. And these are the beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. This is coming from Life in the Spirit Bible. This notation says all believers in Christ must suspect trouble during the pilgrimage of earth, suffering for Christ because of loyalty of him and his word is an instant part of Christian faith. And see that, and we don't have nobody teaching that. Don't nobody want to suffer. Don't nobody want to. The prosperity ministry don't want to teach the suffering. And in these last days, you have false teachers, false pastors. We're going to look at what the word says about rejecting false brethren. We're going to look at the characteristics of false teachers in 2 Peter 2:12. We're going to look at the doom of false teachers in Judges 1:3. We're going to deal with the false teachers in Titus chapter 1, verse 10. And we're going to show you that we have to suffer. The Bible says we have to suffer. And that's in 1 Peter chapter 3, 13 through 22. We're going to look at all of that today. But in these last days, it says that we shall suffer. And nobody wants to suffer, believe me, but suffering for righteousness' sake is much more better than suffering for sin. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's in America right now. Captain John Durden, can you hear me? Okay, I got his mic off. Captain John Durden, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, all right. We'll make sure that Captain Durden can hear me. He's going to be summarizing this as it's over. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's happening in the United States right now. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Notations, Life in the Spirit Bible. As the last days draw to a close, false teachers and preachers will extremely be prevalent. Now, I'm going to do a teaching on false teachers, but we've done that in the past. But I just want to give you this. Professing believers will accept new revelation through thoughts of conflict and the revealed word of God. This will lead to opposition to biblical truth within the church. Those who preach a disordered gospel may even gain strategic leadership positions in denominations and in theological schools, enabling them to deceive, mislead many within the church. Throughout the world, millions will be involved in occult, astrology, witchcraft, spiritualism, Satanism. The influence of demons and evil spirits will multiply greatly. There is a doctrine of devils, a doctrine of demons that's moving very heavy right now in the United States, the QAnon. That's doctrines of devils. Those are demonic demon theories, doctrines of demons. And that's happening even right now. And because iniquity shall abound and the love of many shall wax cold. Now hold on to this and briefly go to 2 Timothy. Chapter 3, this knowing also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boastfulness, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontentious, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power therefore from such turn away. That's happening today, right now. And many false prophets will rise and shall deceive many. And you know, according to Matthew 11:24, how they're going to deceive many will be most of you don't know the Bible. And that's how, if you don't know the Bible, you're going to get deceived. You have to know the scriptures. God says something. If you want to be approved, not by your pastor, not by nobody else but the Lord, there's a qualification to be approved. And a lot of people don't realize it, and they heard the scripture over and over, but maybe if I can say it, it'll ring a bell in your spirit as we are speaking. Study to show thyself approved unto God. See, when you're not approved unto God, that's how the false prophets are going to come in these tribulation days to deceive you. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth unto God. And if you do that unto God, you won't be the ones that are being deceived. Verse 13. verse 12. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. So once the gospel is preached throughout the whole world, then the end will come. But we don't know. There are areas in the world that has not heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. I really believe that. I get calls all over the world, and I see so much lack of understanding of the Bible. I see a lot of lack of understanding the scriptures, and it's puzzling. It bothers me because God wants his children to study the Bible. God wants his children to be close to him. He doesn't want you to not be close to him. And if you don't know the word, you will be subject to deception. And because the gospel must go out, and I'm grateful that Live Deliverance Internet Radio, I'm a little small segment of that, you know. On our Blog Talk, we ministered over 117,000 on Blog Talk Radio. And we thank the Lord for 1,208 subscribers on our YouTube channel and over 17,000 a month on livedeliverance.com. We are part of that. We, me, Candace Durden, Apostle Candace Durden, my sister, Sister Sheila, Pastor John, Brother John, Brother Steve, Pastor Rodriguez. We're teaching the Word of God through this internet radio that's bringing the gospel throughout the world. Now, great tribulations will come, and the Bible says that when ye therefore shall see the abominations and desolations spoken by Daniel the prophet in the holy place, what's render, let him understand. So you're not going to understand any of this unless you understand Daniel, the prophecy and interpretation of the coming of Christ that was prophesied in Daniel chapter 9. You have to study that. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the house top not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the fields return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suckling in those days. That means you got a child on Sabbath day, it's going to be a problem. That's what that's all about. It's going to be nothing but some serious problems. Then it says, but pray ye that your flight be not in the winter. See, neither on the Sabbath, because it's going to be so desolate. No house filled, ain't nothing going to be when this tribulation comes. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not seen, the beginning of the world, to this time, no, not even shall be. So we ain't seen nothing yet. Nothing. This is just the beginning. I don't know when Christ is coming, but he gives us signs, and we have to follow the map that the Word of God shows us through prophetic message. Prophetic is a bright light that shines for salvation to the believer to know when their Savior's come if it's taught correctly. Now, I tell you, I would prefer that you listen to Derek Prince at The End Shall Come. He has some powerful teachings. And at the end of this broadcast, normally after I teach tribulation, I'll program it to put all of the end time teachings that Derek Prince has spoken about, and that'll illuminate you into a higher realm of understanding this teaching. And except those days should be shortened, there shall no flesh be saved, but the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, Lord, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. Do you know there was over thousands of over 300, 400 people who claimed that Jesus, he was the Son of God after Christ's resurrection in Israel? For there shall arise false Christs, false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, and so much that if it was possible, they shall deceive the very elect, if it's possible. But it's not possible. If you're elected in Christ, chosen, anointed, covered by the blood, with the arm of God on, you follow as the elect. Study, meditate on the word, leave the hate and the anger out your heart so you can hear the Spirit of God, you'll be the elect. Behold, I have told you before, whosoever, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, so shineth even unto the west, so also the coming of the Son of Man be. He's coming from the east, on the east gate wall of Jerusalem, which I was there. And it's locked, but he's going to unlock it. And everybody's going to see him on CNN, Fox News, Azera TV, Saudi Arabia TV, the whole world going to see him come. And when he comes, he's going to be on a horse with his warriors. Those warriors are deliverance people in the ministry of deliverance. And on his thigh will be Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. He's not coming as the Prince of Peace now. He's coming as a judge. The Prince of Peace was 1,900 years. He's coming to judge. That's judgment. For whosoever that careth that it will eager by gather together, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the power of the heavens shall be shaken. Boy, that I don't want to see. That's powerful. This is what's going to happen. It's in the Bible. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, that's Christ. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the cloud of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together the elect for the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and put it forth leaves, ye know the summer is night. And likewise, ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is not even at the doors, not even ready yet. Still, more suffering, more tribulation is going to come. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. That's not going anywhere. The word, Genesis, Revelation, not going to go anywhere. Not going to be replaced. No one's going to take the care of it. It will not substitute by nothing. It is the authentic word of God. It is not another Jesus or another gospel that has less power. It is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob through Yeshua who came to destroy the works of the devil. It is this word that's not going anywhere, and the devil hates this word. Then Jesus speaks of the unexpected coming of Christ. But on that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. So don't let nobody tell you that they know when Jesus is coming, because they're not. I believe the Jehovah's Witnesses, they done messed it up so many times. He coming on this, he coming on that. Anytime you hear that, it's witchcraft, it's still cult. But as the days of Noah were so shall coming of the Son of Man be. Now, the day of Noah was very violent and very wicked. If you go to the chapters of Noah, they had so much sin. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 6:11 that there was violence in the earth. And you have to understand and read the book of Noah, what happened into those days, and you'll see it's got to get like that. But of the days of our, no man knoweth, nor the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were so, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. So it's going to be like the days of Noah when he comes. It's like that now. Blatant, outright homosexuality, ball jacking. Boy, it's a new fad coming out now. Threesomes, that's popular now. Bitcoins, everything getting set up. For as in those days there were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving into marriage until the day of Noah entered into the ark. So you need to see where it is at in the Bible. So what is he talking about? Go to Genesis chapter 6, 1 through 8, and let's look at it. Genesis chapter 6. 1-8. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters was born unto them, these are angels having sex with women, that the sons of God, angels, saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and that they took them wives of all which they chosen. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the Son of God came into the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old men and renowned. And God saw the wickedness of man. It was so great in the earth, even, and that every imagination, Lord have mercy, and that every imagination of the heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man of the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and the fowls of the air. And for it repented me that I had made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And these are the generations of Noah. So it was wicked like that. And if you see in Genesis 6:11, it says, the earth also was corrupt before God. And the earth was filled with violence. We have that today. Look just what happened in Afghanistan. And I had a prayer request for quiet time for those who was lost. We're going to do that right now. This is for combat Marines. I'm former military. Brother John is a veteran. We're going to have some quiet time for those who have lost their lives in service of their country. Amen. Now go back to Matthew 24, verse 30. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, the other left. That's the rapture. Two women shall be girded at the meal, the one shall be taken, the other left. That's the rapture. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord does come. We don't know. But know this, that if the good man in the hour had known in that which we would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Now, there are scriptures in the Bible that shows us, it gives us warnings as we are in this tribulation. We need to be careful of doctrines of devils so that you won't be deceived. In the latter days, the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 4, turn there, please. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, there. Now the Spirit speaking expressly that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And that's happening now. QAnon, that's a cult. All these theories, people biting, sucking people's blood, or the nurses is under the FBI control. These are imaginational ideologies that came through a president, Donald J. Trump, who spread that lie. It's a spirit. It is a demonic spirit. And we cannot allow demonic spirits to teach us the Bible. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience scared with a hot iron, forbidden to marry and condemning to abstain from meats which God had created to be received with thanksgiving to them which believe and not know the truth. See, when you don't know the truth, you can buy anything. And these doctrines of devils are false doctrines that's contrary to the scriptures of God. We need to also understand in tribulation time that we will be coming up against false brethren that we have to reject, the characteristics of a false teacher. We need to know what are their characteristics. Well, let's look at that. We are in some serious times, and we're in times where you're having pastors profiting off people by eloquency of speech and wonderful words, have no anointing, none whatsoever, don't deal with deliverance at all, just entertain you. And we don't need that in these times of ours that we're living in. Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 2, 12. Second Peter chapter 2, verse 12. It says, the character of false teachers. But these are natural brute, God have mercy, beasts made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are, and blameless, spotting themselves with their own deceiving while they feast with you. Deceiving you, fellowshipping with you. Pastor's Appreciation Day, deceiving you. You're not supposed to appreciate him. You're supposed to appreciate Jesus. Respect the position, but not honor the position way more than Jesus Christ. That's going on in the church right now. A lot of charismatic witchcraft is very heavy.
Well, you got to come see me before you leave.
God doesn't want us to have that type of character. And we have that in the last days. Also, the Bible speaks of we have to reject false brethren in times of tribulation. You need to know who's real and who's not. Go to 2 John chapter 1, 7. 2 For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. So you can test the spirit by doing this to protect yourself from demonic spirits in these tribulation days. The Bible says, test the spirit to see us of God. Ask that thing, did Jesus Christ come in the flesh? So many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, who confess not. If you're trying to hear something from God, if it doesn't confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, it is not the Lord. It is the Antichrist. This is a deceiver and an Antichrist. That is a very powerful scripture when it's connected to 1 John. Let's go to 1 John. Okay. 1 John 4:1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. That's no different than what it says in 2 John. Let's go to there. So Mark, 1 John, four, one. And connected to 2 John 1, 7. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. That will protect you from tribulation, from false prophets, from false doctrine. Also, there is doom for those who live that life in Jude 1:3. We're going to deal with that right now. Let's go to Jude 1:3. Those who deal a life like that, call themselves in the ministry, we get them all the time on the phone. It's doom of false teachers in Jude 1:3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto you. For there are certain men, creep unaware, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning their grace of our Lord
into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put unto you in remembrance, though ye once knew, of how this the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believe not. They're going to get their day, but don't let them deceive you. This prosperity ministry is one of the major threats to Christianity. You not reading is one of the major threats to Christianity. Now, I'm going to give you some homework, and I'm going to give you some last day scripture preparation for the description and the reference of where you can get this concerning more information on the tribulation. There will be an increase of false prophets and religious compromise within the church. The reference to that is in Matthew chapter 24, verse 4 through 5, Matthew chapter 24, verse 10 and 11, Matthew chapter 24, verse 24, Luke chapter 18, verse 8, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 and 4, 2 Peter chapter 2, 1 through 3, 2 Peter chapter 3, 3 and 4. There will be an increase in crime and disregard of God's law during these last days of history. That's in Matthew chapter 24, verse 12, Matthew chapter 24, verse 37 and 39, Luke chapter 17, verse 26 through 30, Luke chapter 18, verse 8, 1 Timothy 1, 4, 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1 through 8, increase of wars and famines and earthquakes during the last days of history. Matthew chapter 24, verse 6 through 8, Mark chapter 13, verse 7 through 8, Luke chapter 21, verse 9, decrease in love and family. Decrease in love, and we have that today. Decrease in love and family. Decrease in love and family. And family affection. Matthew chapter 10, verse 21. Matthew chapter 24, verse 12. Mark chapter 13, verse 12. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and 3. 1, 2, 3. More severe persecution of God's people will intensify during the tribulation days and the last days coming before Christ. Matthew chapter 10, verse 22 and 23. Matthew chapter 24, verse 9 through 10. Mark chapter 13, verse 13. John chapter 15, verse 19 and 20. John chapter 16, verse 33. Acts chapter 14, verse 22. Romans chapter 5, verse 3. Those who will stand firm will be saved. Matthew 24, 13, Mark 13, 13. The gospel will be preached throughout the whole world, as we said, Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, Mark chapter 13, verse 10. The Spirit will be poured out on God's people. Acts chapter 2, verse 17 through 21, Acts chapter 2, verse 38 and 39. Scriptures dealing with the rapture. Believers must be prepared and wait consistent for this event. Matthew chapter 24, verse 42 and 44. Matthew chapter 25, verse 1 through 13. Mark chapter 13, verse 33 through 37. Luke chapter 12, verse 35. Romans chapter 13, verse 11. Philippians chapter 4, verse 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 through 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 6 through 11. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. Titus chapter 2, verse 13. Christ will come unexpectedly, since the time cannot be calculated. Scriptures for that is Matthew chapter 24, verse 36, Matthew 24, verse 42, Matthew 24, verse 44, Matthew 25, verse 5 through 7, Matthew 25, verse 13, Mark 13, verse 32 through 37, Luke chapter 12, verse 35 through 46. Christ will come to catch up believers. Christ will come to catch up believers living on the earth at this time. Scripture for that, Luke chapter 21, verse 33. I'm sorry, Luke 21, 36. John 14, 3. 1 Thessalonians 1, 10. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 15 through 17. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. Revelation chapter 3, verse 10 and 11. Believers will be delivered from the coming wrath. Luke chapter 21, verse 36. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2 through 9. Revelation chapter 3, 10 through 11. Believers living at this time will receive transformed bodies. Romans 8:23, 1 Corinthians 15:51 through 54, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 16 through 17. Believers who died before this event will rise and be caught up with Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 50 to 55. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50 through 55. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 16 and 17. All raptured saints will be judged by Christ. John 5, 22. Romans 14, 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 12 through 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. Believers will be judged according to their deeds. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, 14. Matthew chapter 5, 22. Matthew chapter 12, 36 and 37. Mark chapter 4, verse 22. Romans chapter 2, verse 5 through 11. Romans chapter 2, verse 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. 2 Corinthians 5, 10. Ephesians 6, 8. Colossians 3, 23 through verse 25. Last day's history describing the rapture will continue. Faithful believers will be received their rewards. Faithful believers will receive their rewards. God gives out rewards. God gives out rewards. God gives out rewards. Matthew 5, 11 through 12. Matthew 25, 14 through 23. Luke 19, 12 through 19. Luke 22, 28 through 30. Galatians 6, 8 through 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 12 through 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25 through 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 3. Ephesians 6, 8. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 4. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7, 11, 17, 26 through 28. Revelation chapter 3, 4 through 5. Revelation chapter 3, 12 through 21. Least faithful believers will not be condemned, but will receive little or no rewards. Ecclesiastes, I don't want this to, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be like this. Least faithful believers will not be condemned, but will receive little or no reward. Ecclesiastes 12, 14. Go study this. I don't want to be none of that. Matthew 5, 19. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 13 through 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 10. Colossians 3:25, 1 John chapter 2, verse 28. Scriptures containing the tribulation. The faithful of Christ's churches will be kept from this time of trial. the faithful of Christ Church will be kept from this time of trials. I believe that's the deliverance ministry. Luke 21:36, John 14:1-3, because you're teaching people how to fight the works of the devil. And tribulation is going to be God versus the devil. I really believe these are deliverance ministries that will only stand, that will only can stand against the power of darkness. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 2 and 4. Philippians chapter 3, 20 and 21. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 through 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 8 through 10. And Revelation chapter 3, verse 10. It will begin after the restrainer is taken out of the way. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 6 through 8. It will begin after the secret power of lawlessness intensifies, the rapture tribulation. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 7 through 8. It will begin after a great rebellion against the faith occurs. 2 Thessalonians 2, 3. The Antichrist, the man of lawlessness, will appear then. Daniel 9, 26 and 27. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 through 10. Revelations chapter 13, 1 through 18. Revelation chapter 16, verse 2. Revelation chapter 17, verse 9 through 18. Revelation chapter 19, verse 19 through 20. We'll begin with the opening of the seven seals. Revelation 6, verse 1. A time of worldwide distress. A time of worldwide distress. We see that today. Tribulation. Matthew chapter 24, verse 21 through 22. Revelation 6 through 19. It will last for 7 years. Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. False prophets will perform great signs and wonders during this tribulation period. Matthew chapter 24, verse 24. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8. Through 10, Revelation 13, 13, Revelation 16, 14, Revelation 19, 20. The gospel will be preached by angels and possibly Jews, Revelation chapter 7, 1 through 4, and Jews, forgive me, Revelation chapter 11, 3 through 6, Revelation chapter 14, 6 through 7. People will be saved during these days also. Deuteronomy 4, 30 and 31, Revelations chapter 7, 9 through 17, Revelations chapter 14, 6 through 7, Revelations chapter 11, verse 13. Many Jews will turn to Christ, Romans 11, 25 through 26, Revelation 7, 1 through 8. Remember, salvation is for the Jew first. Those who oppose to believe in Jesus before the rapture will have no further opportunity to repent. Matthew chapter 25, 1 through 12, Luke chapter 12, 45 through 46, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 10 through 12. It will be a time of persecution for all who are faithful to Christ. Daniel chapter 12, verse 10, Matthew 24, 15 through 20, 21, Revelations 6, 9 through 11, Revelations chapter 7, 9 through 17, Revelations chapter 9, 3 through 5, Revelations chapter 9, 3 12 and 317, Revelation chapter 13, verse 7, 15 and 17, Revelation verse 14, Revelation chapter 14, verse 6, verse 13, Revelation chapter 17, verse 6, Revelation chapter 18, verse 24, Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. The Great Tribulation. Last 3.5 years of this tribulation. Daniel 9, 27, Revelation 11, 1 through 2, Revelation chapter 12, 6, Revelation chapter 13, 5 through 7. We'll begin with the abomination that causes the desolation standing of the holy place, the temple. Daniel 9, 27, Revelation 13, 14 through 15. Demonic activity will increase greatly in these times. Revelation chapter 9, 3 through 11. Revelation chapter 9, 14 through 19. Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14. Sorcery and witchcraft will increase greatly during this time of tribulation. That's in 1 Timothy 4, 1. That's in Revelation 9, 21. That's in Revelation 8, 23. and Revelation chapter 22, verse 15. Cosmic events related to the sun, moon, and stars will occur to manifest. That's in Isaiah chapter 13, 9 through 11. Matthew chapter 24, verse 19. Mark chapter 13, verse 24 through 25. Luke chapter 21, verse 25. Revelation chapter 6, 12 through 14. Revelation chapter 8, verse 10, verse 12. Revelation chapter 9, verse 2. Religion deceit will be widespread during this time. Matthew 24, 24. Mark 13, 6. Mark 13, 21 and 22. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 11. Times of terrible suffering for the Jews will occur. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 5 through 7. Revelation chapter 11, verse 2. Revelation chapter 12, verse 12 through 17. The world's worst and most intense time of worldwide distress will happen. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. Matthew chapter 24, verse 1. Mark chapter 13, verse 15 through 19. Revelation chapter 6, verse 9 through 17. Revelation chapter 9, verse 1 through 21. Revelation chapter 16, verse 1 through 21. God will extend his wrath on the ungodly. Isaiah chapter 13, verse 6 through 13. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 4 through 11. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 1 through 4. Revelation chapter 3, verse 10. Revelation chapter 6, verse 17. Revelation chapter 9, 1 through 6. Revelation chapter 9, 18 through 21. Revelation chapter 14, 9 through 11. Revelation chapter 19, verse 15. The apostolic church will be destroyed. Revelation chapter 17, verse 16 through 17. Two witnesses who preached the gospel and were killed will be resurrected. Revelation chapter 11, verse 11 through 12. End of great tribulation could be known by defining signs. Matthew 24:15 through 29. Matthew 24:32 through 33. Mark 13:28 through 29. Luke 21 through 28. We'll end with the battle of Armageddon and God's full wrath on the ungodly. Jeremiah 25:29 through 28. Ezekiel 39:17 through 20. Joel chapter 3, verse 2 through 9. Joel chapter 3, verse 9 through 17. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 8. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 2 and 5. Revelation chapter 14, 9 through 11. Revelation chapter 14, 14 through 20. Revelation chapter 16, 12 through 2. Revelation chapter 19, 17 through 18. Christ will return over the Antichrist and his armies. Christ will triumph and win. Matthew 24, 30 through 31. 2 Peter chapter 3, 10 through 13. Revelation chapter 19, 11 through 21. Rulers during the tribulation will control the entire world. Ruling during the tribulation will control the entire world. Revelation 13, 1 through 18. An increasingly wicked person, a man of lawlessness and sin, the beast, described as the beast. Revelation 13, 1 through 18. Revelation 17, 3 and 8, the beast. Revelation 16, Revelation 13, 1 through 18. Revelation 17, 3, 8 and 16. Revelation chapter 19, 19 through 20. And Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. The Antichrist. He will set up an image of himself in the temple and will demand everyone to worship him. Daniel 7, verse 8. Daniel 7, 25. Daniel 11, 31 through 36. Matthew 24, 15. Mark 13, 14. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 through 5. Revelation chapter 13, 4, 8, 12, 14 through 15. Revelation chapter 14, verse 9, and Revelation chapter 16, verse 2. He will exercise miracles through the power of Satan. Matthew chapter 24, verse 24. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9 through 10. Revelation chapter 13, 3. Revelation chapter 13, 12 through 14. Revelation chapter 13, 14. Revelation chapter 17, verse 18. He will have the ability to deceive the nations. Many nations he's going to have the ability to deceive. And you don't want to be one of them that's going to be deceived. 1 Thessalonians, nation, did you hear that? Will have ability to deceive the nation. That's America anywhere, any country. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 10. 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. And Revelation chapter 20, verse 3. We're going to stop there, and we're going to pick up tomorrow. We're going to talk about we'll be assisted by false prophets, where that's at in the Bible. We'll kill the two witnesses to proclaim the gospel. We'll attempt to kill all those who not have the mark of the beast. We'll evidently destroy the religious system, which he was assigned to do. We'll be defeated by Christ when Christ returned to earth to establish his kingdom. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. Christ returned with believers and his angels. Christ gathered the tribulation. Unbelievers will be unprepared for the event. Christ will appear, and Christ will separate people on earth. Nations will be engaged at this event. Saints will rejoice at this event. Christ will judge and destroy the ungodly, include the Antichrist and Satan. Tribulation saints will receive rewards. Tribulation saints will share his glory, Christ's glory and his kingdom. Satan will be bound. Tribulation saints, apostles, Old Testament saints will rise from the dead. The church and all the those who died for Christ will reign with Christ, the martyrs. Christ will reign on earth over the tribulation saints alive at his coming. Time spent on reigns will be 1,000 years. Time reign will be 1,000 years. Christ's children will have rest. Nature will be restored to its original order and perfection. Satan will be released for a brief time at the end of the millennium. We'll end with Christ turning over the kingdom to the Father. Final battle, God and Magog. All the wicked will rise from the dead to face judgment, the great white throne judgment. All God's enemies will be put into the lake of fire. God will destroy the present earth. God will create a new heaven and new earth. God will wipe away all effects of sin. A new earth will become the headquarters of God. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 through 10. So there's a lot we got to continue to go and study about this thing. The time is near. God is coming. We don't know. Stand fast. Wait on the Lord. Pray. I hope you learned something. I hope that you really learned something from the teaching today. I pray that you got something out of it. We want to ask you right now to come join us right now with Pastor John Durden. It's going to bring some real powerful summarization at area code 646-378-1857. We are all in the room right now, so come on in and join us. We want to thank you for listening to us here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. Sow a seed to keep us on air. We thank you. Now, our next teaching will be the effectiveness moving in spiritual warfare with our weapons of offense, prayer. That's going to be our next teaching that we're going to be bringing forth. Please sow a seed. If you'd like to become a member, email us at overtonavy1@gmail.com. I'm kind of slow with the emails because I'm a one-man show, but I have part-time people that help me, but not full-time as me. So I will respond to you. Give me the time, and I will get back with you. We're not taking any deliverances at this time. Me and Sir Durden, we're full. We can't. We probably won't start anything until the 1st of January or February because we have that much of a load case. Amen. Sow a seed here. Go to www.livedeliverance.com. On your lower left-hand corner of the icon, you have a PayPal. Look at our YouTube. As you send us on YouTube, at the top right-hand corner on our YouTube image, you see where it says PayPal. Sow a seed again, livedeliverance.com. We need your prayers and your support. Keep us on air. Shalom to you. We're going to leave here now and get ready to go into the room with Pastor John Durden. They are in there. Everybody's in the room listening. And you can come join us, 646-378-1857. Don't forget to sow a seed here. We need your prayers and your contributions. And I want to thank all of my contributors, Brother Sammy Osley. God bless you. God bless you, Mr. and Mrs. Rodriguez Baker. God bless you, Sister Sheila. God bless you, Brother T-Row, T-Row's mother, Brother Tommy, my other sister in Finland. God bless you. We thank all of those who sow a seed to keep us on air. It's vital that you sow a seed. We don't beg. We bring strictly the word of God to you. We don't bring entertainment, strictly scripture. And it takes a lot of time to study and humble myself. I just want to get the gospel out. I'm not trying to get a helicopter. I'm not trying to buy a Mercedes. And God's going to bless me with a car. I just want a normal car. And God's going to open up that opportunity for me. I'm not asking for a car. I said, God, I ask that you sow a seed. The Lord will bless. He will bless when you bring the word. If this has been moved upon you to sow a seed, obey God rather than man. Amen. LiveDeliverance.com, www.LiveDeliverance.com. Lower left-hand corner, that's where you can sow a seed at your PayPal. Also, at the top of our YouTube, you see where it says PayPal. Shalom to you and God bless. Okay, we are now about to get ready to go into the room with Chaplain John Durden. All right, Chaplain Durden, you got the mic.
How many minutes, please?
30.
Okay, that's good. You want me to go now?
You got the mic. Everybody waiting for your summarization. They said that they rather believe you because they said they're gonna believe you because you. I don't have a degree, so they're gonna based on what you say. They said that they don't believe that I did that. They believe that you wrote it, but they're gonna listen to you anyway.
Good evening, everybody. This is Brother John, and it's an insult to say that about your brother because you got to remember, you don't have to have all these doctor degrees to be able to speak to and preach and teach the word. In short sense, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John didn't have a thing in theology. They were fishermen. And God chose those men because they had a heart and the spirit for God. I'm not downplaying having an education, but I'm just saying that God calls all kinds of type of people. God calls all types of people. And he calls a lot who haven't had that theology degree. But he loves us all. He looks at our spirit, and he looks at our heart. Just remember that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they were fishermen, not theologians. I keep getting interrupted. So I want to start off by saying this. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I ask that you anoint me for this 30 minutes. I pray that I will be able to summarize what has been said and taught and shared by Brother Emmett. And I give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. He talked from Matthew. And Matthew was one of my favorite chapters, one of my favorite books. And he is cool. And this is what I want to say. He talked about the last days of preparations. And in that, he was saying, in the latter days, there are going to be increase of false prophets and religious compromise within the church. And we see that going on now. Not only that, there are going to be increase of crime and disregard of God's law. And you got all these folks walking around here talking about triple crown. There's no such thing as triple crown in the Bible. He also talked about his lovingness. He talked about increase of crime and disregard of God's law. He talked about increase of wars and famines and earthquakes. He talked about decrease in love and family. Now, I didn't say increase. I said decrease, and that is surely true today. You're going to have a decrease in love and family affection. Also, he said there are going to be more severe persecution of God's people. Not only that, those who stand firm will be saved. God looking at our spirit, looking at our heart, we shouldn't let anybody try to deter us from our belief in the Lord. Okay? Don't be saying, well, you know, I want to be with the group. I want to be with the crowd, these kinds of things. No. You hanging there with God. He also said gospel will be preached to the whole world. We can see that spreading all over in Matthew 24. Also, he mentioned that the Spirit will be poured out on God's people. And that is so true. I'm saying my children can speak in tongues, cousins, friends, all that I knew that thought I was stupid at first. Well, they all speak in tongues now. My grandchildren speak in tongues. It's a wonderful thing to teach the truth. Then he says, not only all these things going to happen, like increase in false prophets, false teachers, false everything else, you're going to have increase in crime, and we can see it right now. We also see now increase of wars and famines and earthquakes, and we can see what's going on all over the world now with respect to wars and people killing each other. And then we're going to have a decrease. He said we're going to have a decrease in love and family affections. More so, we're going to have more severe persecution of God's people. And then those who stand firm will be saved. In other words, we, those who love the Lord, no matter what comes our way, we're going to stand firm and we'll be rewarded for it. Then he sort of touched on the rapture. He said, believers must be prepared and wait constantly for this imminent event. And that's really going to happen, folks. Matthew addressed it. The believers going to rapture. Because when he comes back, he's going to rapture up all the saints and he's going to be gone for 7 years. We will be with him for 7 years. 3 years, everybody who's left behind is going to think they're the same time. Well, he got rid of all them Christian religious nuts. But you're going to find out that the 3 years is just going to be a good, really good years. But after the latter 3 years, 3.5 years, then all hell going to break loose and Satan going to identify himself and these kinds of things.
We got he a also question talks from about Dr. Payton, Dr. Donald Payton.
That's what you want me to
Chapter 13. Yes, I just
want
to ask you.
I'm asking questions.
He just want to know he's going to listen to you, but just tell him the truth. Did you write that sermon for Pastor Overton?
In the name of Jesus, no. The Holy Spirit was telling me what to say, sir. I'm used to it now. I saw him teaching me in front of me.
We believe
time.
You. Okay. And, all right, go ahead.
Okay.
We believe you now. Go,
so with respect, ahead. He mentioned a little bit about the last days when people are going to be honoring and doing all these kinds of things. Then he talked on the rapture. He said, believers must be prepared and wait constantly for this imminent event. Because it's going to happen. Christ is going to come back. And that rapture is going to be 7 days, 3.5 years. Earth is going to be fine when all the believers up there with Jesus. But the last 7.5 years, then all hell is going to be hell. And we're going to know that we have been deceived. Christ will come unexpectedly since that time cannot be calculated. Talking about the rapture. So be ready. Don't hanky-panky. He know what we're doing. Let me repeat. Believers must be prepared and wait constantly for his coming. He also said Christ will come unexpectedly since the time cannot be calculated. He also said Christ will come to catch up believers living on earth at this time. He also said believers will be delivered from the coming wrath. Because when that wrath time comes, that Satan going to be beating on everybody and threatening everybody who won't accept him as their Lord and Savior, and all hell going to break loose. And those who got raptured, we'll be up in heaven from this mess. But those who are left behind, you won't be able to buy nothing, sell nothing, eat nothing. You have to wear that sign on your head talking about Satan, the 666. And when you get left behind, you're going to have that 666 on your forehead or in your hand. Otherwise, you ain't going to be able to buy no medication, no food, no nothing, no clothing and anything. He also said believers living at this time will receive transformed bodies. In other words, when the rapture is about to occur, and then the Lord is going to speak that miracle, and we're all going to have a transformed body. And then also he said believers who died before this event will rise and be caught up with Christ. He also said all the saints will be judged by Christ, all raptured. I mean, and that's no problem. We're going to be judged in the great in the throne. The throne of Christ, the throne of Christ. All the righteous are going to be taught and welcome home. Believers will be judged according to their deeds. Now you say judge according to deeds. We are saved, but it's not deeds. Deeds and saved are different things. We'll be judged on the things we did in the name of the Lord. But there are people who need help. You were supposed to visit the sick in the hospital and do all these other kind of things as a Christian's supposed to do. If you get a nudging from the Holy Spirit, say, go see this person in the hospital, go give this person money, and you reject it, then there's some deeds that's going to be counted against you, not your salvation, because salvation is in knowing Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior, okay? But you have two judgments, the judgment seat of Christ. That's when we're going to be judged on our deeds, the things the Holy Spirit God had kind of hint us to do, and we reject some of it. Some things we do because we just want to look good, but not because we want to help that individual. So we're going to be judging our deeds, but not by our salvation. That's the judgment seat of Christ. All right. Then he also said, all raptured saints will be judged by Christ. All raptured saints will be judged by Christ. And you heard the word saints. That just means he's going to welcome us home, but at the same time, he's going to have to address the boo-boos we made. Even though we're not being punished, he has to address the boo-boos we made while we're in his presence. He also says, still talking about the rapture, he said that the faithful believers will receive rewards. Isn't that cool? We will receive rewards for all the good deeds that we've done. And then he said the less faithful believers will not be condemned, but receive little or no reward. I said less faithful believers, because you got some that got saved at the last minute or the last week or whatever. And I didn't do too much, you know. I guess I'll do this. I guess I'll do that kind of a thing. But God just smiled on us, say, poor little thing kind of thing. So we got to realize that we're still going to get rewards. Now, those people who get saved at the last hour, and they won't get rewards. They just say, I'm saved. I'm happy with that. But let me go back to what the brother said. Less faithful believers will not be condemned, but will receive little or no reward, depending on when you got saved. Like some folks go get saved when they're in jail and they march into the electric chair. And they get saved at that last minute. Now, he mentioned the tribulation. And let me slow down. Of course, he told me I got 30 minutes, and I'm thinking 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, and I'm trying to go like a machine gun. So let me slow down. The tribulation, he said, the faithful in Christ churches will be kept from this time of trials. The faithful in Christ churches will be kept from the time of trial. All hell ain't going to break out because the tribulation, guess what? We're going to be with the Lord in heaven. Those who are playing games with the Lord, they'll be left down here on earth, and we'll catch all that hell. Remember I said, you got to wear the sign, have the symbol of Jesus, of the devil on your forehead and on your arm or your hand, and that's true. You won't be able to buy nothing. You won't be able to get any medication, no nothing, unless you're wearing Satan's symbol on your forehead or on your hand. So you keep walking with the Lord. And when that rapture time comes, buddy, that tribulation period, when he said come, all of us who love the Lord will be changed in a twinkling eye. Zip, we up in the air. And everybody who's playing games with the Lord, playing games with the Word of God, they're going to be left behind. And guess what? And during that tribulation period, he said, you won't be able to buy. You won't be able to sell. You won't be able to do nothing, because the first time you go in that grocery store or in that drug store or wherever you go, they're looking for that 666 sign. And that 666 sign on your forehead or either on your hand. And Jesus himself said, if you put on that sign on your body, I'm going to deal with you personally. That means you rejected me, that you're a follower, and Satan is your God. So just think, play right, folks. Don't cheat. Be right with God, because if you get left behind, you won't be able to buy a thing. No groceries, no medication, no clothes, no nothing. And you won't be able to sell anything, because it'll be against the law to buy from Christians, all these kinds of things. Okay, so the tribulation, the faithful in Christ churches will be kept from this time of trial. In other words, when all that hell breaks loose, we won't be around here. We'll be up there with the Lord praising. Okay, and then the tribulation period again, it will begin after the restrainer is taken out of the way. The tribulation will begin after the restrainer is taken out of the way. And what that's saying is that we will be out of the way, because God's not going to rain down all that crap while we're here. All right? It's another thing. He said that the tribulation will begin after a great rebellion against the false Christ. The tribulation also will start after a great rebellion against the faith occurs, especially when he comes against us. The Antichrist, the man of lawlessness, will appear. He's going to reveal himself while we're up there during the tribulation period. And he also said, it'd be a time of widespread distress. Everybody's going to be upset, mad, hurting, because they've realized that the truth was facing them all those years, and they they rejected the truth. And he got caught down here on earth with all that mess, all that hell and everything else. And he said that the tribulation period going to last 7 years. Now, what he didn't mention was the 7 years, that's when we're up in heaven. Now, the first 3.5 years while we're up in heaven, the devil going to trick everybody to see all those saints are gone, all those so-called Christians up there in heaven. See, I mean, they're gone. God took care of them, knocked them out, and killed them. But that's a lie. The first 3.5 years, all the saints believers would be up with the Lord, and all the unbelievers would be left behind. And Satan would be telling lies like, God got rid of all those religious fanatics and things like that. And that's not true. And if you get left behind, again, you won't be able to buy, sell, anything. Okay, and we'd be with the Lord. And then the next 3.5 years, total 7, what's going to happen is then the devil is going to reveal himself as who he is, because the first 3.5 years, the people who got left behind think they got a righteous judge, a righteous president, a righteous leader, like that, and it's just Satan. But when that first 3.5 years go by, and then he's going to reveal himself. He also said false prophets will perform great signs and wonders. And the devil will do anything to fool you. Say, see all those saints gone? They've been raptured up. They must have been raptured up to hell. But what's going to happen is that Satan's going to give those false believers a little bit of signs and wonders so people can believe that they're truly the men and women of God. Also, the Bible, he said that the gospel will be preached by angels and possibly Jews. People will be saved during these days. Many Jews, and I love this, many Jews will turn to Christ during this tribulation period. Many Jews. He also said those who had opportunity to believe in Jesus before the rapture will have no further opportunity to repent. You messed up. He said there will be time of persecution for all who are faithful to Jesus. So remember, in that time, in those days, we're going to catch pure hell because a lot of those folks are going to be following Satan. You'll find out even friends and family members who you thought were angels, they ain't the real thing. They're going to turn against you and everything else because they want the blessings of Satan. Because we can be at party time and all this stuff, and Satan got them deceived. A lot of them think heaven is a party time. Okay? He also touched on a little bit more, he said, about the tribulation. He says, the last 3.5 years of tribulation, which I talked about, I'm just repeating myself on that one because sometimes I can talk too fast. What he said was, the last 3.5 years of the tribulation, and that devil going to reveal himself as the Lord of this earth. And everybody said, oh, my God, we thought that when that rapture happened and all those Christians went up there, we thought God was getting rid of all those religious fanatics. He wasn't getting rid of no fanatics. He was bringing all his saints home and left all the phonies back there on earth to be harassed by Satan. Like I said, you won't be able to buy or sell nothing unless you wear that stupid 666 on your hand, your forehead. Okay? Now, he also said with respect to the tribulation, he said, it will begin with the abomination that causes dissolution standing in the holy place. And he's talking about the devil standing trying to declare himself to be God. You know that's going to be a mess. During the tribulation period, he said demonic activity will increase greatly. We can see it's going on here right now. We got men screwing another man every time you turn around. They're balljacking. That was one vocabulary I never knew. Because mostly every time somebody argue with me and Brother Emmett, they're talking about they're going to balljack us. And I can't ask Brother Emmett. I said, what you mean by balljack? That means he's going to take his little TT and put it in your boo-boo kind of a thing. I go, what? And I mean, I heard some of them told me this. Some of them had called us and told us what we got on the thing. I had one doctor call and got through and told me before we came on this program about an hour ago, yeah, he's coming down there. He's going to bring 40, he's going to bring four Winnebagers to come and do harm to us. Or put dresses on us, put lipstick on us and all that. Because, see, they're the devil and don't even know it. And they are ministers. I'm not saying all. I say those who call us, they're the phony baloney kind of thing. He also said demonic activity will increase, and we can see demonic activities, all these killing going on around here. Every time you look at the paper, somebody getting killed. You know, somebody committing suicide. And then you got the cops turning against the blacks, and you still got the strife and all this other kind of stuff.
I'm on air. I'll call you when I get off air.
He also said religious deceit will be widespread. We can see that. We see all the stuff. Everybody, you think there's no such thing as a Jesus where these folks are acting nowadays. You have God will extend his wrath on the ungodly. Well, that's good news. He He also said the apostate church will be destroyed. God's going to destroy it. God's going to let that stuff hang around. And then he also said the end of the Great Tribulation can be known by definite signs. And he says it will end with the Battle of Armageddon, and Christ will triumph over the Antichrist and armies. And then he touched on the Antichrist just a little bit. I don't know how many minutes I got, but he said the rulers during the tribulation control the entire world. These are the Antichrist, these crooked rulers. Then he said, looking at my notes, he said there will be time when they will have ability to deceive nations. You're going to have all these people walking around and telling them, but there's no God. And there's no Jesus, and there's no triune God, and these kinds of things. Only God the Father, God is God, God Jesus, not God, and Jesus. It didn't have a father. When God had a son, where did the son come from? God wasn't married, so what did that make Jesus? These kinds of things. You got some stupid people. He said we will have ability to deceive. They will have ability to deceive nations, and they're doing that now. Is spreading the word all around. He also said, what else? We'll be defeated by Christ when Christ returns. In other words, we know that when Christ returns after those 7 years, and then all Christ's going to take over and take over this world for a 1,000 years. He's going to rule this place 1,000 years. When he returns, he will return. Guess what? He will return with believers and his angels. So just think about all your parents, all your family members, and everybody. When they come back to rule on this earth for 1,000 years, guess what's going to happen? The Bible says Christ will return with believers and his angels. You find that in 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verses 7 through 10, and Jude, chapter 14, Jude 10, 14 through 15, Revelation 19, 14. Not only will Christ return with believers and angels, I say believers, that's if your mama, grandmama, granddaddy, and all have gone on before us. Well, when he come back to set up his reign on this earth, he's bringing back all the believers too. That's mama and grandmama, great-grandmama, great-great-great-grandmama, the whole nine yards. Not only that, unbelievers will be unprepared for this event. They're going to say, oh, my God, I don't believe what I'm seeing. When they see, especially unbelievers, when they see their mama or their daddy or their grandparents, are their children, and they unsaved, see them coming back, say, oh, my, they're going to see what they are. Say, Lord, look at my son. Look at my grandmama. Look at my mama. And all coming back to set up a kingdom on this earth, and they're going to have to be dismissed. Also, Christ will separate peoples on earth, the unjust from the just. And that's where you have the great white throne judgment, and then you also have the judgment seat of Christ. You're going to have those two judgments. Judgment seat of Christ just means that Christ going to be doing the rating and telling all those that they're saved. The people in the judgment seat of Christ, in the white judgment seat of Christ, are the saved. The ones who are in the great white throne judgment are those who are not saved. I'm trying to slow down because all I'm thinking about is you got 30 minutes. All right, let me go. Saints will rejoice at this event when we see. Well, think of this. We down here on earth, and all of a sudden that sky opened up and you see Jesus coming. You see all the angels and the saints. And when you see the saints, you will see family members, your child who died as a child. And now that child is a grown person. And look at you and say, hey, mommy, or hey, grandmommy. You know, because there was a lot of kids who died during birth time. And when that child died, the body go in that little casket, but that child's spirit is taken up to heaven in the presence of the Lord by the angel. And then that child is being raised by angelic beings. So when the time comes, and when your time comes, say 34 years from now, you're going to be with the Lord. You're going to see your child, see your niece, and see your nephew. Go, who are you? Don't you know me, auntie? And that child might be 20, 30 years old. But the last time he saw me, he was crying while he was crying in the casket. So Christ will judge, and when he comes back, he's bringing back not only the angels, but all the saints. And that are, those are family members who died in their teens or so forth. Then tribulation saints will receive rewards. And then all those who went through that tribulation, because, all hell going to break loose, the Bible said that you cannot buy, you cannot sell anything unless you got that 666 on your forehead and that 666 on your hand. And guess what? You just going to have to make a choice because, I tell you, I said to myself, that's going to be pretty hard because I love to eat. But you know, if the bottom line comes and say the devil send his warriors to face me, we heard you haven't wore the sign of Satan yet. You're gonna wear the sign 666, and we put the brand on your forehead. I tell them where they can go. They say, well, you know, we're gonna have to behead you. I said, yes, you're gonna have to behead me. I'd rather be beheaded for a moment in time than to spend eternity in hell. And I'm serious about that. And there's gonna a lot of people talking about, well, I'm not gonna get my head cut off, not me. Satan said, I got to have that his sign on my forehead and on my hand. I'm wearing that thing because I'm sick. I got to go to the drugstore. I got to go to the grocery store. And if I don't have that sign when I walk in that store, then people going to kick my butt back out of there. I ain't stupid. I got to eat. If I get sick, I'm going to buy some medication. So I'm just going to suffer. I'm just going to take a chance. And I'm going to wear that 666 on my forehead and on my hand. And unfortunately, when they do that, Jesus, he said himself, going to deal with you. But just think, you get that sign. You think you got it made. And you go in the store and everything else, and you can buy anything you want. And then come the judgment, and God look at you and say, what's that you got on your hand? What's that you have on your forehead? And it's all over. It's all over. But Jesus said, I myself will personally deal with you if you wear that sign. So you better be saved, because you will start acting in the flesh and say, well, I'm hungry. And the Lord can understand that I'm just a human being, and I'm hungry, kind of a thing. Well, I'd rather starve and die of starvation than to live eternity down there in hell along with Satan, okay? Another thing about the tribulation, he said tribulation saints will share in Christ's glory and kingdom. I don't have to talk about his glory. I mean, he's King of Kings and he's the Lord of Lords. He talked about the millennium period. He said Satan will be bound for a while. He said God's children will have rest. Satan will be released. And then after the 1,000-year millennium, he indicated that Satan will we're going to have to face us. He said the final Satan will be released for a brief time at the end of the millennium, and all the wicked will be raised from the dead to face judgment. The great white throne judgment is going to happen. That's the judgment for all unbelievers. And God will destroy this present earth. God will create a new heaven and a new earth, and God will wipe away all the effects of sin. New earth will become the headquarters of God. I would end with that. Just remember, that God loves us. The tribulation period is true, and that's when we won't be here. When just before here, God going to rapture up all the saints, and then the devil and the people who got left hand say, mom and dad who didn't believe, or your sister, brother, cousins who didn't believe, and say, well, what happened to them? And you know the devil going to ask, well, God took care of all them old unbelievers. They're a bunch of hypocrites and so
it
forth.
It is now time to go. We are up.
Okay.
3 minutes and 26 minutes left to bring forth Kirk Franklin for promotion purpose. We want to thank you for listening to us here at Live Deliverance at the Radio. Reverend Baldwin want to talk to you as soon as we get off air. It's happened during Reverend Dr. W.D. Baldwin would like to speak to you after we get off air.
No problem, sir.
All right, we win.
I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you. Chuck Brady. Thank you.
I see disappointment all in their faces. The turtle still cross the finish line. We done break the bar so many times, it's only right they give me mine. Diamond by myself, together we really shine. As long as I keep putting my faith and trust in God, I know that everything will be fine. Looking for a real stand up, God ain't never breaking my time. I believe I can do anything, ain't never changing my mind. Life's all about patience, take it one day at a time. Life's all about patience, take it one day at a time, girl.
Internet Radio Ministry. God bless you and have a wonderful evening.